This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. In our reading in the book of Ecclesiastes, we'll come across a series of statements in chapter 3 that emphasize there is a time for everything and a season for every activity under heaven. The writer gives examples of this: a time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to uproot, a time to kill and a time to heal, a time to tear down and a time to build, a time to search and a time to give up, a time to keep and a time to throw away, a time to be silent and a time to speak, etc. It is true, there is a time for everything. A critical thing for most of us is to manage our time in such a way that at the appropriate time we are doing the right thing. There is time that we need to give to God in private, personal experience of fellowship, worship, and learning in His presence. We also need to give time for corporate worship and learning, that is, getting together in the fellowship of the church. We need to make time for our family, friends, and for ourselves in revitalization and relaxation. We need to have balance in all these things. And, oh yes, there is a time for work. God appointed the discipline of work to be part of our experience. Don't be in a hurry. There is a time for everything. It says in Ecclesiastes 3:11, God will make everything beautiful in its time. If we trust in God, stay close to Him, and walk in step with Him, learn from His Word, get input from others, and seek to maintain a balance in ordering our lives, we will experience a right time for everything, and especially for God.